We are about to speak to our brother, Duma Qobula, who is a financial analyst and chartered accountant by trade. Brother, a very good morning to you. Great to have you with us on Rise FM Breakfast. Now, we've had these difficult times for some time now, but it seems like one doesn't know how to get ready for these times. How do we plan for these times, my brother?
No, I'm just saying, I think South Africans must, you know, yesterday we had these marches around by COSATU around jobs. We must never forget and normalize the situation that we find ourselves in. We have the highest unemployment rate in the world. The unemployment rate for young people is 70.6%. For African people, it's 47%. For African women, it's 50.4%. And 1.1 million people who have tertiary qualifications from TVETs and universities are unemployed. Mm. So we are in a desperate situation in terms of our economy and our personal finances. We have to support members of our family who haven't worked for years. So we have to find a way of juggling all these situations that we find ourselves in. The biggest drivers of inflation, the cost of living crisis that the COSATU was talking about yesterday in their strikes is transport, you know, international oil prices. Yeah. Number two, electricity. I read the statistic that electricity prices since 2007 have increased by about, 700-800%. Middle-class families in South Africa can't afford these ludicrous and electricity prices. And I have to give a shout-out to the Minister of Electricity, who's been talking to his colleagues in the government, to say something must be done from the government side to address this whole issue of the electricity prices that are unaffordable for most South Africans. And the third driver of the cost of living crisis is food, you know. So I think that the government has to meet us halfway in terms of, you know, providing subsidies. That is what happens in other countries. And in terms of providing universal basic income, one of the most horrifying statistics I saw is that 17 million people applied for the Social Relief of Distress grant last month of 350 rand. People need help to be able to cope from their government. And the 350 hasn't even kept up with inflation over the past 4 years. The government can't do more. And I'm not sure what we can do as ordinary citizens, you know, because we are not coping. And people who are fortunate enough to work and do not have enough money to last the whole month, you know, and so that is the situation we have. When an unemployed member of your family comes to ask for help, you can't turn a blind eye to that. There's nothing you can do. You have to help, you know.
I like that because, I mean, you mentioned a lot of external factors, right, that are affecting our economy. But what is it that an individual can do who has a salary but struggling to manage their finances?
You know, and a lot of people, let's be honest, turn to these, the informal lenders, and that's what people do. I mean, I remember in a government, I was called by one of the government departments to discuss this. It was found that many public servants have accumulated debt from Abo Mashonisa, and they're in trouble, you know, and they can't use the housing subsidy that they get to be able to, get housing, to pay for housing, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have a solution because the situation is desperate, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, if your salary is not enough to survive for the month, it is not enough, you know what I'm saying, you know? And given all the things, you go there, I was in the thing, I saw the price of chicken, you know, it's just, you know, like the one that I buy had gone up by 50%, you know? Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And there's nothing you can do. You must buy it. You must buy the chicken. You see what I'm saying? So I don't really have a solution, but I don't know, man. What we try and do, you know, I've seen the economic statistics. If you look at the unemployment statistics, most people, what they've done during this debt crisis, they've got rid of the domestic help, you know? And that is a sad thing. And I was listening on the radio, one of the person lost their job, and they said we had to get rid of the the domestic worker and try to make ends meet. So everybody will look at their own unique situation and say, what can I cut? You know, I'm a media person. I've been cutting subscriptions to newspapers and media. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm. So people must look at their unique, and what can I do without, you know? And
100%.
And, you know, yeah, the, what can you do without? And you find that you, even when you, I don't know, like people cut and cut and cut, and they find that it's still not enough, but
yeah.
It can provide some, yeah, some, you know, kind of relief. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Well, that's our brother Duma, who's a financial analyst. Brother, thank you so much for speaking to us.